Shmuel Beis Perek Hey. In this Perek we will see, after all David's struggles, David's ups and downs, all of Yisrael finally anointed and accepted David as the king of Yisrael. We will see the cub from Shevet Yehuda finally grow into a lion. As David, who was called the Katan, the small one, started to build Ir David, the city of David, and take over Yerushalayim. And Pasuk Aleph, Vayavo kol shiftei Yisrael el David Hebrona, all of Klal Yisrael, the tribes of Yisrael, came to David in Hebron, Vayomru Raymor, and they said to him, saying, Hineinu atzmacha ubasarecha anachnu, we are like your bones and your flesh. The whole Klal Yisrael anointed David and said, we are like your skin and bones. We know, Ein melech below am, there's no king without a nation, meaning a king is only as strong as the people who elect him. Here, Yisrael was completely empowering David. In a sense, Yisrael was saying, we believe in you like our own flesh and blood, thereby completely providing support for David. The Svarim HaKadoshim explained, we know Adam HaRishon, Adam, the first man, we know his neshama, his soul included, all 600,000 root souls, thereby containing all of Yisrael. So too, David HaMelech had the same soul as Adam HaRishon, and thereby he had something called the Neshama HaKoleles, the all-inclusive soul. This is what Yisrael was saying to David by saying, Hineinu atzmachu ubatzarecha anachnu. We are your body and your flesh. And in other words, we recognize that you have become the true leader of Yisrael, and indeed we are a part of you, David, because you contain the all-inclusive soul, the Neshama HaKoleles, that contained all other souls. David was 30 years old and reigned for 40 years in all, 7.5 years over Yehuda and 33 years over Yisrael and Yehuda together. King David and his men then went to Yerushalayim to take over Yerushalayim and remove the Yebusi from it. The Yebusi spoke down to David. David captured Yerushalayim, as it says in Pasuk Zion, Vayilka David Eish Metzuda Sion, Hear Ear David, that David captured the fortress of Sion, and he called it Ear David, the city of David. A word on Yerushalayim in general, Yerushalayim is a compound word, meaning Yira Shalem. Yira meaning fear, Shalem meaning full. A person can come to true Yira Shamayim, fear of heaven, in Yerushalayim. Alternatively, Yerushalayim, meaning Yiras Shalem, meaning expansive and complete view or seeing. We know you only watch something that is important to you. So too, Hashem watches each and every Jew, because Hashem cares about each and every one of us, even if we don't feel that Hashem does care about us, Hashem Dafka and specifically really cares about us. David then built a fortress and moved into Ir David. David kept on becoming greater and greater. This is an obvious reference to David's great spiritual stature and level of Kedusha, holiness that he attained, never staying on one level for even a moment. And Pasuk Yud Aleph, Chorom Melech Sur, Chorom the king of Sur, sent cedarwood and carpenters to David. David then realized Hashem made David's kingdom great for the sake of Am Yisrael. David had took concubines and had many sons and daughters. And Pasuk Yadalad, the Elishmos HaYeladim Lo B'Yerushalayim. And these are the names of David's children that were born to him in Yerushalayim. Shamua, Yeshoivav, Nasan, Shlomo, Ba'Yivchar, Ba'Elishua, Nefeg, Ba'Yafia, Ba'Elishama, Ba'Elyada, Ba'Elipelet. And Pasuk Yadzayin, through Chav Hey, which is the end of the cleric, the Plishtim heard David was anointed over Am Yisrael. The Plishtim wanted to attack David. David asked Hashem what he should do. Hashem told David to attack. David defeated the Plishtim. Again, the Plishtim attacked David for a second time. Hashem told David, attack the Plishtim from behind. However, wait until you hear the marching sounds from the trees to attack. Rashi explains, what are these marching sounds from the tree? The sounds from angels that rest on top of the trees that will actually come to your aid when you need to fight the Plishtim for a second time. David heard the sound. David attacked the Philistine. David defeated the Philistine. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.